And the state just north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is
Tennessee.
And if a person is in trouble, you might try to what him? You might try to
assist him.
Okay. Or another way you might say that is, you might say he's a person who really needs
help.
And if something isn't wide, well, then it's
narrow.
And you might say, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
And my mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is your
aunt.
Okay. And let me do that whole sentence again, and you okay. Finish it. This man is your uncle, and his wife is
your aunt.
Okay. I was supposed to have you say both words. And
uncle and aunt.
Yeah. If a, do you ever use another pronunciation of that, or is there a difference to your knowledge, the difference between aunt and aunt? Or what feeling do you have about those two words?
Well, they're the same. I always use aunt, but I imagine ain't might be the proper word.
I think that, you know, both are good usages. Yeah. I was just wondering if, you know, if you
I use aunt.
For any, okay. Mm-hmm. Sometime one person that I was asking this to said, well, he had, his father, you know, had two sisters, and for some reason one of them preferred to be aunt somebody, and the other one preferred to be aunt somebody. So that's why we ask that sort of thing. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nest.
And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
And a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a
mosquito.
And the white things that float around up in the sky, you know, the big things that rain comes from, you might say, well, looks like it's going to rain. I see some
cloud.
How's that?
Cloud.
And right now we're sitting inside your, this whole building.
House.
And if a small, troublesome animal was getting into the farm animals, chickens, pigs, or whatever, and somebody didn't know what kind of an animal it was, is there a general word that you could think of to refer to it? Somebody might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and get rid of that
hulk.
Okay, but if you're not really sure that it's a hulk, or a polecat, or a skunk, is there a word that you can think of that you could use to just mean any sort of animal that might be raiding the hen house? Nothing comes to mind?
Nothing as yet.
What about the word varmint?
I was about to say that,
really?
But I was afraid.
Okay. No,
well, you're
afraid. I should have waited then. Would you say it?
Yes, vomit.
Okay. Would you ever, have you ever heard anybody refer to a human being? He's just if he's somebody no good.
Yeah, I've heard that. They'll call him the same. He's
okay.
Just old vomit, no okay. Good.
Okay. What is this? A little animal that lives in the ocean, grows to about 3 or 4 inches long. When we cook it, it curls up and it turns pink and orange. You have to peel the shell off to eat it.
Shrimp.
And if you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool
Joe.
How's that?
Joe.
Okay, or is there another word kind of like shrimp?
Shrink.
Okay, and what am I doing if I do that? I'm
pointing.
And